Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 4, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. On a very sad note tonight, I want to report that one of our Moore Success Team associates from right here in Oklahoma, Ms. Crystal Elliott, which one of our blind associates, was actually killed in a motor vehicle accident today. So please keep her family and all of her friends in prayer. We're going to miss Crystal. She was one of the very first ones on the call every Monday night, and she will be sorely missed. We did appreciate and loved her very, very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's finally here. Our Moore Success Team event is this week in Ada, Oklahoma. I can't wait to see many of you there. We'll begin Thursday with home office tours from 10 until 1, and then begin with our training switching up speakers in both the networking and B2B sessions with different speakers every 30 minutes. Training will go on until 6 p.m. Then we're going to be meeting up and travel to the great historic Fossil Creek Ranch for our team barbecue and festivities. And then we're going to be training all day Friday and Saturday, climaxing with our team award ceremony in the Legal Shield Auditorium on Saturday night. This will be an incredible time for everyone to spend time with your Moore Success Team leadership and most other associates from all across North America. I also want to remind everyone that tonight at 9 p.m. Central, which will be following this call, we'll be doing our monthly B2B conference call, and our tonight's special guest speaker is none other than brand-new $100,000 ring earner, Ms. Sherry Branda from the Woodlands in Texas. So you definitely want to stay on for that. But to begin tonight's call, I want to go to Austin, Texas, and to brand new directors in Legal Shield, and that's Sandy and Ray Combs on the Moore Success Team. Sandy, are you on the call?
Yes, Mr. Moore, I am, and I appreciate. Excuse me.
I think someone else talked. Sandy, I appreciate you being on. We're excited for you that you made the highest permanent level in Legal Shield, and that's the director level. What does that mean to you, and what did it take to get there?
Well, it took us 2 years. We were introduced to Legal Shield 2 years ago, but immediately became an associate. I had no intentions of playing any part in Ray's decision to market Legal Shield. He was still working full-time, 12 hours a day. He was VP of our HOA and chairs the Modification and Rules Committee, which is certainly a thankless job. And in his spare time, he heads up committees at church, so I don't know when he was going to do it. However, 2 weeks later, we went to the national convention in Vegas, and I can't explain the excitement in the auditorium. If there's anyone on this call tonight that has not experienced a convention, I hope you'll make plans tonight to go. You'll bring that excitement home knowing that you can do it. God has blessed us and so has Legal Shield. They've blessed our lives and the lives of all of our members that we've covered in the past 2 years. In addition, I never imagined we would make so many friends. I want to send a personal thank you to Barbara and Manley Wilson, who have always been by our side. We couldn't have come this far without them. And a special thanks to all the Moores for your support along the way. We sure look forward to seeing everyone in Ada, and I thank you, Mr. Moore. I'm going to turn it over to Ray.
Thank you, dear. Well, Mr. Moore, I do appreciate the opportunity we're going to speak tonight. It's really an honor for us to speak to the team. Yep, we will be in Ada this week. We're looking forward to celebrating successes, gain more knowledge, enrich more friendships, and create some new ones. As Sandy had mentioned, we haven't exactly skyrocketed to success with Legal Shield. We are now driving a 428 convertible thanks to Legal Shield. And we've been part of the Moore team as faithful to Legal Shield and steady in our work and steady in our work ethic. I spent over 40 years in straight commission sales, many of those in designing communication networks for Cisco. It was difficult, competitive, and I made good money, but I spent a lot of time focused on really complicated networks and lots of deadlines. I'll have to say my friend David Bigley, he had spoken to me a number of times over the last five, 6 years about prepaid legal than Legal Shield, and I'll quote something that I heard from Jeff Hughes. I just wasn't interested. Frankly, I earned a good money over the years, and I was almost 67 2 years ago, and Sandy and I were really planning our retirement. I didn't really need to continue working. We had money. We had no debt. I was just really tired of the pace that I was keeping up with. Then along came David Bigley again. This time he had this guy named Manly Wilson with him. I still wasn't interested. But I'd been ambushed, so I relented and I listened. I listened to the story, took home a DVD, played it for Sandy. We decided we needed the services right then. I'd agreed to talk to David and Manly in a couple of days. A couple of days later, we were members and associates. I will have to say I did have to apologize to my friend Bigley for telling him for all those years I wasn't interested. You know, in the 2 years we've traveled, we've done a lot of things with Legal Shield. We've met a lot of folks. I realized as I was tired of working, I was tired of doing some of the things I was doing. But one of the things I'd never really done much of was personal development. I just dug in, worked hard, did the job, got it done. The good Lord blessed me with a few good skills that worked quite well in technical skill and sales. That's certainly changed since we joined Legal Shield. Since we joined Legal Shield, I've probably listened, gone to, done more personal development than I've done in 40 years prior to that. Sandy and I, she might have mentioned, we've never been involved with network marketing, so we've learned along the road. You hear a lot of people talk about why, and honestly, I did have a problem figuring out why I was doing this. I was listening to a Jim Rohn CD the other day, one I'd listened to quite a few times in the car, but I realized I hadn't actually heard what he said, because he started talking about why. But his answer was, why not? His comment was, well, what else are you going to do, sit around and wait for the end? Well, that kind of hit home. And I thought, well, why not? I can learn more. I can help people. I can make money doing it. That sounds like a plan that I was willing to invest my time in. So I finally got my why. It just took me a little longer to get there. I kind of determined if you're willing, you know, if you're only looking at what might be possible in your life, you may not be looking far enough. Greatness happens when ordinary people don't let limits get in the way and do what others call impossible. One of the Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry movies, he made a comment. He says, a man has got to know his limits. I think it's true. Because if you can see your limits, you can also see past your limits. And that's how you grow better, push past those limits farther and farther. We all have limits in our lives, but I do believe we see past those limits if you just change your point of view. Mr. Moore, thank you very much. Back to you.
Well, Ray and Sandy, again, congratulations on becoming directors. I know you've grown a lot during your journey, and we're just very, very proud that you guys are on the team, and we look forward to seeing you both in Ada later this week. All right, now I want to quickly go out to the state of Idaho and to Gold Executive Director Mr. Damian Schieber has some quick recognition he wants to give out. Mr. Schieber, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, fantastic. I just want to recognize a couple of people real quick, and then I've got one person on. We'll take just a quick minute here. But, you know, things are just exploding, and I want to recognize Jeff Fowler for hitting Power 20 last month, and then also two brand-new Power 20s on the team, Miss Angela Brand and also Mr. Francisco Preciado. Both of them would actually be senior directors, because they did 25 if they were directors. They haven't even hit director yet, though. So they're Power 20. Congratulations to them. And then, of course, congratulations to a guy who got started with me again, had been in before, but got restarted last year, last February, and just qualified as a brand new executive director, Mr. Jesus Felix. So, Mr. Felix, very quickly, just congratulations. And if you'll take 30 seconds and give us maybe one or two of the keys to your success last month and what you see with Legal Shield going forward. 30 seconds up.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for having me on this call. I really appreciate the recognition. It's lot of persistency, staying focused and really helping your people succeed, really helping your people pay their bills and helping them, walking them like a father does to a son. Really become a mentor that not only grabs them and throws them to see if they stick, but become a mentor, walk with them, cry with them, share your time with them, and then bring them up the mountain with you.
Well, there you go. And really, Mr. Moore, that's exactly what he did. Because Mr. Felix, not only did he didn't just hit 50 memberships last month, he blew past that to 75. And he only wrote 3 memberships personally. But I know he was doing 5 and 6 sit-downs a day with his team. And so, Mr. Felix, congratulations. And Mr. Moore, thank you so much. We'll turn the time back over to you.
All right, we appreciate that. And again, congratulations to Mr. Felix, brand new executive director on our team. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner, and the executive vice president of Legal Shield, and that is my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I sure am, Randy. What an exciting time. First, I want to congratulate Ray and his lovely wife there, and then this guy that just made executive director. Congratulations. Great job. You know, Randy, that qualifies him to come to executive director banquet, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And then all the people that made Power 20, I congratulate them. And, Randy, of course, we will keep Crystal in mind because she was one of the sweetest, loveliest persons that you would ever know in her life. You know, I was talking to Shirley, the pastor, and I was talking to Shirley Stonecipher Sunday, and, of course, Shirley is real, real excited, the pastor, and then we want to invite everybody that wants to come to church. It'll be the church that Harlan Stonecipher put the money up to build. There's a chapel in there where anyone that's lost a child can absolutely take and put a memorial in there, and Shirley loves to watch people sign that book. She, you know, it means so much to her since it was made in memory of her granddaughter and her son and her daughter-in-law. And she'll be looking forward. She's going to be there on the award ceremony on Saturday night to present the Harlan Stonecipher Award. It's just going to be a great, great, great time, Randy. But anyhow, everybody's invited to church that Sunday. You'll see the church that I say Harlan built. Really, it's God's house, not Harlan's. He'd tell you that quick. But he was kind enough to put $5 million into it, so you know where his heart was. So keep that in mind. If you can work into your schedule, Sunday morning is right on the hill. At least we want you to tour it, enjoy yourself. Because when you leave Oklahoma, if you haven't been here before, we want you to say those people are friendly people. Because you are a good team. You're a fine team. We appreciate it. And now, Randy, it's an honor, this next young man. You know, I've known him ever since he was a pup. That's what we say down in southeastern Oklahoma. You know, he's a vice president of marketing for Arkansas now, Performers Club member, only 28 years old, family member, soon to be a millionaire clubber, silver executive director, and $100,000 ringer, and none other than Mr. Larry and Mary King's grandson, Mr. Daniel Abbott. Daniel, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. Took me a minute there to answer. I wasn't for sure you were talking about me. That was a good introduction. Thank you very much, sir.
No, thank you, Daniel.
Well, all right. Well, good evening, everyone. I'm going to spend just a few minutes talking about a couple of keys that I believe or that I know last 12 to really 16 months have totally changed not only my business and Legal Shield, but really also my life because, as you know, you heard Mr. Moore speak, going to church and stuff, as I believe – everything learned in our business can be totally switched over to God. Learn can in God's word can be switched over right here to Legal Shield business. So just a little bit about my background first. Mr. Moore said I am 28 years old, have been full-time with Legal Shield for 6 years. I know that's hard to believe, but actually got started full-time and depending on who you ask, if you ask my grandparents, Larry and Mary Keene, they'd probably tell you I was part-time when I got started 6 years ago. But kind of like to play golf and like to do a lot of other things, have a good time. But got going full-time at 22 years old and was raised in Legal Shield. This is kind of really all I ever knew. But I had a parent that believed that I needed to go to college, get a good education, and go out and get a job, a 9-to-5. And you know, kind of being taught everything opposite with Legal Shield, going to conventions, hearing Harlan Shirley speak and Mr. Smith and Mr. Moore and a bunch of other the great leaders that our companies had the privilege of hearing and speaking. I, you know, hear all this other stuff about, you know, making a living for yourself and, you know, not padding somebody else's pocketbook. Kind of realized real quick in college that it wasn't the right place for me. I wasn't being taught, you know, what to do out in the world. I was being, you know, taught what some book thought I should do. And going into my senior year, I was about 2 weeks into my senior year, first semester, and actually walked out of class, walked out of microeconomics. I can remember just like it was yesterday, walked out, and the teacher asked me, you know, why I was leaving, and I told him I had something better to do, and it was Legal Shield, and I've never looked back since, never turned back and said, man, I wish I'd have went to college. I have friends that have the same degree, a business marketing degree, which I was going to get, and again, about a semester and a half away, and, you know, they're working minimum wage jobs, or they're working at a mall, and, you know, still paying their student loan debt off, and I just didn't want that to be me. I didn't want to fall into a statistic of being just someone that worked 9 to 5. So I started full-time with Legal Shield, and again, just really the past 18 months, I guess we could say, about 18 months ago, my whole world really changed. I started thinking a little bit differently than what I'd been thinking previously. I'd be honest with everybody on the call that, you know, a lot of times, or most of the time before that, you know, I was just worried about making money, you know, getting to the next day, getting to the next month, getting to the next year. Maybe some of you are on the call that way. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but you're never going to have, you know, really a positive life, or you're never going to be able to really enjoy things. And I had trips and we did all kinds of things, but about a year and a half ago, or actually in December of 2013, me and my wife got married, and that was been just a little over 2 years ago. And that really changed my life a lot. But then we sat down again about 18 months ago and really took a serious look at what we were doing with Legal Shield. And we knew she was a part-time beautician, or as in Arkansas, we call them hair cutters. I'll say beautician for the people in other parts of the United States here that might not know what a hair cutter is. Mr. Moore probably heard that word before. But she was a beautician working a couple of days a week. And we really sat down and we decided that she was going to quit that. We were going to go full-time, both of us. She was too, in Legal Shield, and we were going to work it like we knew we should and we knew we could, and make the money that we wanted to make. And we stepped out, or she stepped out of that, and really, again, totally changed our business. So I'm going to list 5 keys that I've sat down. I've noted these many times before on conference calls and other things. So nothing new or nothing you're going to hear from me if you hadn't heard from me before. But the 5 keys, the number one key that I found that really helped me get the ring was a workout partner. And I get the privilege of working with my wife every day. And it's sometimes a great blessing, sometimes a curse, because as some of you know, I may have a workout partner a long ways away. You know, you can say, oh, yeah, well, I went and talked to so-and-so today, or I went and done this. When you know they're in Florida and you're in California, you know they really can't check up on you. So you got to be honest with your workout partner. But with your wife, you know, you wake up next to her every day. You go to bed with her every night. And so she knows what you've done that day. And you know what she done that day. And so it was a great partnership for me and her. You know, we're out working, whether it's recruiting, whether we go, you know, speak to a group, a small business plan, whatever it is, we're together. We're, you know, sharing the story of Legal Shield, and it's just great. And so I encourage everyone on the line, you know, find a workout partner. It doesn't have to be your wife. It doesn't, you know, have to be that or your spouse. But find a good workout partner that you can both be honest with each other, because if you're not honest with that person, you're not going to be honest with yourself, and you're not going to get anywhere in Legal Shield, because as we all know, you're your own boss here. And if you're not taking yourself seriously, nobody else is going to either. Okay. So find a good workout partner. Number 2 is have a positive mindset with a goal. And I think sometimes we say just have a positive mindset is enough. And I really don't believe that, because I've met a lot of positive people in my life that are, you know, not necessarily going anywhere. They're great people. They have a smile on their face, but they have no purpose because they have no goal. And I think so, a positive mindset with a goal, because you have to know where you're going in order to get there. You know, just like if you got in your vehicle tonight and you were going to drive to Jonesboro, Arkansas, and some of you other parts of the country may not know where that is. You probably couldn't get here. I could give you maybe some good directions, but you probably still wouldn't get here. So we have maps. Now we have phones, GPSs, and so it's going to guide you here. You got to have the same thing in your Legal Shield business. You got to know where you're going, and you got to forget about your past. You got to forget about where you went, where you've been going. You got to forget about your past, let it go, and worry about your future. And something I always say is keep your vision in front of you. You know, to have a goal is not just good enough. I love our new back office associate portal where people can put their why and their goals right there on top. But if you're not only logging into your associate portal once a day or maybe once a week if you're part-time or once every couple of days, is that really doing you a lot of good? No, it's not. You've got to have a goal where you see it every day. So if you're a part-time associate on the line tonight, print off a picture. Maybe it's of a vacation you want to go on. Maybe it's something, a new car, a new house, or whatever it is. Or maybe, you know, it's giving more to your church or whatever. I don't know what it is. Whatever drives you, whatever is going to make you want to, you know, get up in the morning maybe an hour early to talk to somebody or stay at work an hour later or go to dinner when you really don't want to. You just want to go home. Whatever it is. And keep that where you can see it every day. Maybe it's in your car. Maybe it's on your mirror. Print off a couple of them. Put one on your mirror. Put one in your car. Put one on your, you know, your dresser. Put one next to your nightstand when you go to sleep. And every time you get up, you see that. And then you're going to start moving towards that. So I got a little story here I want to share with everyone. It says, a young man dreamed of being an actor. But in the early 1980s, he wasn't getting the big parts he wanted. Broke and discouraged, he drove his beat-up old car to the top of a hill overlooking the city of Los Angeles and did something unusual. He wrote himself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered. This young man had grown up so poor, his family lived in a Volkswagen van at one time. He put that check in his wallet and he kept it there. When things got tough, he'd pull it out and look at it as a reminder to himself of his dream. A dozen years later, the same young man, the comedian Jim Carrey, was making $15 million to $25 million a movie. So you got to have something that you can see every day. You got to have something that you're moving towards, whether it's a goal of maybe the $100,000 ring. You know, maybe it's a position in Legal Shield. Maybe you want to be a director and you're a brand new associate. Maybe you want to be a senior manager. Maybe it's a short-term goal. Maybe it's you want to be an executive director. Maybe it's Platinum World. I don't know what it is, but you got to have it in front of you. And you got to know that that position is not going to make you the person that you want to be. You have to be the person before you get the position. A quote I know I've heard a couple of ring earners say, and you know I believe it true, is the ring doesn't make the man or the person. The person makes the ring. You know, I think a lot of times we put positions as, you know, well, oh, when I get there, that's when I'll change what I do. When I buy the house, that's when I'll work harder. When I have a house that has an office in it where I can really focus, that's when I'll get the ring. Oh, when I get the ring, it'll be easier to recruit people because they're going to see this ring and I'll be able to show that. It's going to be so easy. I think, you know, a lot of times for me when I was younger and going to conventions, if I was Brian Crothers, I'd be able to recruit so many people because look at him. He has the cars. He has the house. He has the lifestyle people want and people are attracted to. He was that person before he got all those things. The things didn't make Brian Brian. The ring didn't make me me. I made the ring. Brian made all those things. So you have to be the person that you want to be before you get there. So number two is positive mindset with a goal. Number three is find your tool. And I know a lot of times, and I don't want to get into kind of a training on tools, but I can definitely talk about tools all day long, is we at Legal Shield are blessed with so many tools. We have tools for everything. We got brochures. We got flight sheets. We have DVDs. We have videos you can send. We have all kinds of things. We have apps on your phone now. And I don't know what your tool is, whatever you're comfortable with. You know, maybe it is the DVD. I know in my personal experience, and I'm, you know, I don't get paid off any tools, you know, or whatever. I believe that the best tool that our company has out right now and making it better here in the next month is the Rapid Funnel, the Prospect by Legal Shield coming out next month. I think it's going to be, or I think it is, one of the greatest tools that we ever can have and you can utilize. And I said this in Dallas about Ask Legal Shield, and if you were there, you probably heard me speak, is I ask everyone in the room to hold up if they had a smartphone. And I would say probably almost everyone in the room held up a hand and had a smartphone in it. My next question was, how many of you have a DVD player on you right now? I didn't see one hand. I didn't see one DVD player come up. I'm not saying DVDs are bad. I'm just saying we all know technology has changed. If we've heard Mr. Moore and my grandfather speak before. In fact, Mr. Moore spoke in Dallas about having a copy of a copy when he got started in Legal Shield of a brochure and of a tape, of a CD, or I mean of a DVD. It was a cassette tape and a VHS tape. Well, those things have changed now. If we had a VHS tape today, nobody could watch it. I don't know who has a VCR. Probably nobody. It's the same thing with DVDs. DVDs are great for PBRs, but we all know that we are a now society. That's just the society we live in. And everybody has a smartphone. So why not have something on your phone that I can send somebody instantly, right when I talk to them, and while they're walking away, while they're maybe going to the gym, maybe they're, you know, going to the get their hair done, and you know, they're waiting 15 minutes before they can get in. Whatever it is, they can pull up on their phone, they can watch right then. It gives them access to that information right then. So I think that is something, find your tool. Maybe it's not Prospect by Legal Shield. Maybe it's another tool that you feel comfortable in giving people. Whatever it is, find the tool that fits you. My next one, number four, is believe in what you're doing. As Harlan Stonecipher said many times, I heard him speak, he said the biggest sale you're ever going to make is to yourself. And I believe that to be true. You have to believe in what you're doing. If you don't believe in Legal Shield, you're in the wrong place. You have to believe in our product. I believe we have the greatest product ever, Legal Shield, ID Shield. We're helping families, but you also have to believe in our opportunity. So, but you got to believe in what you're doing. And kind of to go along with that is, you know, when someone asks what you do for a living, I hear so many times, and I fell into the same boat, is when somebody asks what you do for a living, I want to get you to answer to yourself right now. When someone asks what you do for a living, what is it you say? Is it something that, oh, I'm a salesman, or I sell insurance, or I don't know what it is. I've heard all kinds of things being with associates, and I've said all kinds of things too, trying to get them to pique their interest or whatever it is. But Dave Svola said something 3 or 4 years ago on stage, and it's really stuck with me, is when someone asks what you do, say Legal Shield. We should be proud of the company we work for and the company we get to represent. It's Legal Shield. That's what we do. That's what I do. That's what you do, whether you're part-time, full-time. When someone asks what you do, hey, I'm a part-time Legal Shield associate. When they ask what that is, I don't know what that next sentence is to you. You've got to come up with something, again, that feels genuine and honest, and, you know, you can't be rehearsing somebody else's, whether that's a sentence or a two-sentence. I don't know exactly what it is. I love, you know, what is Legal Shield? Well, Legal Shield gives you the access to talk to an attorney about anything you want, whenever you want, right from your smartphone. I love that because it kind of relates to people of my generation having smartphones again. I love that little sentence. I use that a lot. So believe in what you're doing. And I kind of have a quote here that I kind of come up with myself, and I'll kind of explain it to everyone after I say it. But when you are a part of something bigger than you and that you believe in, your mind will remove you from the picture. I'm going to say that one more time. When you are part of something bigger than you and that you believe in, your mind will remove you from the picture. As I said, you know, a why is huge in Legal Shield. And it talks about having a goal, number two, the positive mindset with a goal. But I also believe, going along with believing what you're doing, pass to know that going in a group or going in to speak to an associate, that you represent Legal Shield, and you have it. It's you. You are the person that has what they need. And we sometimes get to, you know, trying to finagle people or whatever it is. You've got to take yourself out of the equation. Maybe you have a fear of talking in front of people. When I was in college, the only F I ever received was in oral communications because I didn't want to talk in front of people. In Dallas, just last month, I spoke in front of 1,000 people. I wasn't bothered by it because I knew it was bigger than me. I took me out of the equation. It wasn't about my fear. It was about what I was going to speak about. It was bigger than me. Legal Shield is bigger than you and me. We have to realize that and get ourselves out of the way. My last thing, and I heard the new director speak on it just for a second, is the convention. And I believe this is one of the most important ones. is going and attending the international convention coming up in Oklahoma City. I think it's going to be a fantastic event. Oklahoma, I know it will be, getting to tour the home office. And I heard Mr. Moore say y'all have an event coming up and being able to tour the home office and spend time. But again, when you attend a convention, it becomes bigger than you are. It becomes bigger than Ada, Oklahoma. It becomes bigger than Jonesboro, Arkansas, or whatever town you live in. Sometimes going to your weekly meeting, and maybe you're starting out a new weekly meeting and you have 5 or 10 associates or less, or maybe you're in a big market and have a couple hundred associates. But when you get in that room and there's thousands of people sharing an energy that is Legal Shield, it's words cannot describe the feeling that you'll get in that room over that weekend, those 2 days that you'll have. And I believe if Legal Shield is not in you after you leave convention, it will be. So those are the 5 keys that really, I believe, in the past, again, 12 to 18 months has separated me from being a, you know, $70,000 to $80,000 income earner to over $100,000. And we know in 2016, me and my wife had a goal to be Platinum Executive Director qualified consistently every month by the end of the year and leading to the $250,000 ring. And that is our goal, and that's our positive mindset. So I just appreciate the time, and Mr. Moore, I'll give it back to you. And if anybody has any questions or you have any comments, I'll stay on the line.
Daniel, what a fantastic job. You know, you may just be 28, but you have the world of knowledge, and I know a lot of that comes from your grandpa and your grandma, and, of course, you wanted to learn. And by the way, you and Jeremy have a lot of the same story. You know, he started me when he's 22 years old. He also started the college, had so much fun, he decided to go to the Army. And both of you guys are doing fantastic. I really appreciate everything you do. I appreciate your time out to get on a call, and I'll see if Randy has something to add. But thank you, and thank you, and thank you again.
Well, thank you. And,
Randy?
Again, I want to say something real quick is to all the Moores, I looked up to all of you, Randy, Ken, Jeremy, seeing all of you up on stage, convention after convention. Success y'all have had has been a really inspiration to me, so I want to thank y'all three gentlemen as well and your families.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it. You know how good a friend your dad is. I mean, your grandpa.
Daniel, that goes for me, too. This is Randy. You know, your grandparents, Larry and Mary King, they both have their health challenges right now. They're in Arkansas, but they're legends in Legal Shield. Please let them know our prayers are with them and just how much we appreciate them for what they've done in Legal Shield. And of course, what they mean to our family. So I want to thank you personally, Daniel. You're doing an outstanding job. We've been watching you. We enjoy seeing you on stage. You're starting to really shine, and the best is yet to come for you, young man. Thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight.
Thank you, Randy.
All right. I want to remind everyone that our at 9 p.m. Central, which is about 30 minutes from now, we're going to be doing our monthly B2B conference call for those people that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. Our special guest speaker and trainer is brand-new $100,000 ring earner, Miss Sherry Branda from the Woodlands in Texas tonight. So you don't want to miss that. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call right back to you.
Well, Randy, with that, well, we just expect everybody to be on the next call. I know they'll want to hear that. And furthermore, we just keep saying God, family, Legal Shield, and we'll listen to you in about 20 to 30 minutes. God bless.
Good night, everyone.